Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Curtis Calloway, Director of Internal Communications and Community Relations with Shaw Industries. Curtis, how you doing?
Hey, well, Kemp. Nice to talk to you.
You know, we worked a lot together when you were head of communications for Shaw Contract, and now for the last few years, you've been focused in community relations, right?
That's right. I started with Shaw Contract back when they were called Shaw Contract Group in 2006 and focused on marketing communications and got to work with you at Floor Focus and Floor Daily quite a bit. And then I moved over to corporate communications about 4 or 5 years ago now. So my audience is our 22,000 employees on a daily basis.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about what you're doing in Texas, but before we get to that, there's one other news item. You were just in the news, Chattanooga newspaper the other day because you released the fact that 85% of Shaw's products are certified cradle to cradle. So that's a pretty big milestone, isn't it?
That is, and we're certainly proud of that. We released our annual sustainability report for the year 2016 earlier this week, and one of the things that we detailed in the report is that 85% of our products are now cradle-to-cradle certified, and that's very exciting. We've been a proud supporter and proponent of cradle-to-cradle for a long time. Now our polyester products are cradle-to-cradle certified, so we have quite an offering of products that have gone through the protocol with cradle-to-cradle and have received that certification. So very proud of that.
Actually, it was Bill McDonough that started that whole concept, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, and he's worked with you guys a lot. So let's talk about Texas. Obviously, with Hurricane Harvey, it's been in the news. And I know you have some employees down there. You have customers down there. And then I think you're also doing some things for the community. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so of course, all eyes are watching Houston and Texas right now. And from Shaw's perspective, our top priority is the safety and well-being of our employees, our associates. So we're very concerned for them. And we're also concerned for the well-being of our retail customers and the state of their businesses. So we are working on some things to make sure our associates are safe, taken care for, and also taking stock of our customers and doing what we can for them. But as you know, the news is still developing, and right, we're still learning. So we don't have all the answers yet, but we are trying to be proactive and do what we can. So we do have 42 associates that live in Houston and then another 24 that work in Houston. So not a huge footprint, but still very important for our operations in the southern Midwest there. We do have a regional distribution center in Houston, and we have salespeople, and then we have people with our Spectra operation. So we know that one of our employees has lost their home, and we have three or four that have had to be evacuated. So hearts and thoughts go out to them, and the initiatives that we are working on right now are to help those and to help others that might have been impacted. And Shaw is encouraging all of our employees to make a donation to the Red Cross, and that can be easily done online, of course. You can also text the word Harvey to 90999 to make a $10 donation really easily from your phone. That's really the best way for anyone to make an impact right now is to give funds. And there will be other needs, of course, down the road, as we know. There will be supplies that are needed, and our people are always willing to help and donate. And we actually kind of have to tell them, let's just wait a minute and assess the situation and let the Red Cross tell us what it is they really need before we start doing supply drives. So I imagine that we'll see some of our facilities donate a large number of supplies in the coming days, but it's a little too early to know exactly what it is they need.
I just interviewed somebody that was down in Houston today, and she said the interstates aren't even open yet. So it's hard to know
That's
what they need when you can't get around, right?
Exactly. So we're choosing to wait and see what is necessary. As we did with the Columbia flooding back in 2015, we sent a Shaw driver drove a truck of water down. So that may be something that we decide to do, but we really want to wait and see what the Red Cross recommends so that we can help in the best way. But that's why we're encouraging people to make a financial donation. And the company is making a financial donation as well.
All right. Well, we'll continue to cover this topic as you'll come up with some other ways you support the community and your customers.
As far from a customer perspective, we are being proactive and contacting them and to trying to assess their individual needs. And that's still in progress, and again, we don't have all the answers yet, but We are being proactive with our production of samples to get additional samples out to retail stores in that area, and then using our distribution centers in Dallas and San Antonio and Mobile to house additional products and samples to get down to Houston when our RDC is ready to receive them.
All right. Well, thanks for this update. Again, been talking to Curtis Calloway, Director of Internal Communications and Community Relations with Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.